But first, what's next on the playlist for Peloton? John Foley riding off onto the sunset, so to speak. At least he is stepping down as CEO after co-founding the company just about 10 years ago. And he will remain executive chairman of Peloton, which has been, of course, under a lot of pressure, including activist pressure, which we'll get to in a moment. But replacing him will be Barry McCarthy, who's a former chief financial officer of Spotify and Netflix. As part of the company's announcement today, it also said it's going to be cutting 2,800 jobs, which is about 20% of its corporate positions. And basically, Peloton trying to fix some of its overcapacity issues, as we have seen from recent reports and from the company's commentary itself. Demand has fallen, and it had ramped production way up to meet hot demand during the pandemic that has now fallen off, leaving it with too much stuff. So that's part of what's going on for the company. At the same time, Peloton, which was supposed to report after the close today, reported its numbers already and reported a wider loss than analysts had been looking for. There's a lot to pick through here, Brian Sozzi. We've been talking about this company a lot. And obviously, that should be a loss out there on the Peloton numbers. You know, obviously, a lot to dig through.
A lot to unpack, and you're probably not going to unpack it all today, Julie. This is a story that's probably going to be hot, really, for the next couple of days. But I've spent the morning just trying to, talking to a lot of folks inside the company, familiar with the new CEO, incoming CEO of Peloton, Barry McCarthy. Let's start here. First, it's going to be a very tough day inside of Peloton here. Of course, there's a human toll here. They essentially told 2,800 people, I believe that's 20% of their corporate workforce, that they will no longer have jobs. So internally today, they will be meeting with, the powers that be will be meeting with HR folks and getting that process under the way. And you have to wonder at what point does that impact the company's content? Now, there are no cuts to the company's content. Content is the lifeblood of Peloton. No cuts there in terms of its structures or content. That's a good thing. But again, still, it's tough to see 2,800 people essentially sent packing because of a few really bad quarters here at the company and being under pressure from an activist. Number two, Barry McCarthy, lots of street cred on Wall Street. This guy is the real deal. He is the architect of Spotify's direct listing in 2018, was also, when he was CFO of Spotify, also the longtime CEO of Netflix in his prior life, is really viewed as a numbers master and could be the right guy at the right time at Peloton to come in there, get the company's foundation correct, then perhaps in a couple of years, hand the CEO baton to someone else. You know, I was talking to a few folks who are familiar with how McCarthy led in the CFO role at Spotify. They really highlight his understanding of the subscription-based business model, which is very important because obviously at Peloton, that is subscription-based. And last but not least here, too, a new letter, which Yahoo Finance obtained from the activist investor over at Blackwell's Capital, Jason Untobi. I have a story on this now on the Yahoo Finance homepage, but effectively he's ripping Foley again because Foley's not going anywhere, Julie. He's still going to be the executive chair of the company. And Untobi is arguing that Foley essentially picked the new board members to Peloton. In a 65-page presentation, new presentation from Untobi, he's making the case that Peloton is essentially worth $65 to about $75 a share, lists a long list of potential suitors for the company, which he wants to see. He wants to see Peloton sold. One of those companies highlighted is Spotify. That looks unlikely. Sirius, unlikely. But he, of course, also listed Comcast, Disney, Nike, and even at Dick's Sporting Goods here. Fascinating presentation, one that I'm still going through.
How many companies did he list as potential acquirers, Saz?
Well, please like, hold, think, Julie, as I go,
I feel like
get
it's
that number
like everything
you.
But the kitchen sink. He put Berkshire Hathaway on that list. 12. He put Oracle on that list. Like, is there anybody he didn't put on that list as a potential acquirer?
He listed 12 viable suitors. So 12 in total, I would say, is viable. Disney, Viacom, Comcast, they're on top of the list. But he also goes on to note, Julie, he is just slamming Peloton here. For one, lack of management qualifications, poor decision making, lack of financial discipline, misalignment of interests, loss of credibility. Untobi, the activist on Peloton, is making the case that the Peloton has great assets, but as a standalone company, it will take a long while for them to regain credibility off Wall Street, just given how much of a disaster the company has been over the past 6 months.
I mean, McCarthy doesn't seem like an inexperienced executive, to your point. So it's interesting here that he is not happier about that. Something else that we have to talk about when we talk about Peloton today is what the stock has been doing in the past 48 hours, or really in the past week. But yesterday, we saw a 21% surge in Peloton because of speculation about a sale after a report that the likes of Apple or Amazon might be interested here. The stock then fell when we got this management transition announcement, because initially the first blush reaction seemed to be, well, if this is what they're doing, then maybe that means a sale is less likely. Now the stock is up again, as investors seem to be saying, well, maybe a sale could still happen, right? I think that that seems to be the sort of chatter that is out there, as we have seen this, the stock swing down and then up again in pre-market trading. So we'll see. We're going to talk to an analyst a little bit later in the show to see what he thinks about what this means for the stock sale, and for that matter, what you should be doing as an investor with the stock at this point.